as you talked about the financial advisors there, and you described a financial advisor who would take the client's money and do whatever they want and spend it, whatever, I couldn't help but think that we imprison those kinds of people.
Yes, that's such a great point. People are put in prison when they, who were given a certain amount of access to someone else's money by that person's agreement normally, who then treat it as if it were theirs, spend it on themselves, and that is illegal. It's a criminal offense, and you go to jail for it, and you should go to jail for it. Now, God doesn't send us to jail when we take what belongs to him and don't even ask him what he wants us to do with it. But it's just as big an offense, and in some ways, perhaps a greater one, because he's greater, and it all belongs to him. And so, yeah, he doesn't send us to jail, but nonetheless, there are other kinds of consequences in our lives. And the most important one is that it says in 1 Corinthians 4, it is required of a steward that he be found faithful. And Jesus, in his parables, Luke 16 and other places, talked about faithful financial management. You've been faithful in a little, I will put you over much. You've been trustworthy with a little, I will entrust to you much. And so it's critically important that we be faithful in dealing with that which does not belong to us, but has been entrusted to our care.
Yeah,